you for joining me this morning. Welcome. As I have said many times, every month is special to some cause. And this month, Organ Donor Awareness is the month. And my guest today is Stu Strumwasser, the author of The Organ Broker. And our topic, of course, will be organ donations. I'll bet you didn't know that every single day of the year, 20 Americans die waiting for an organ transplant. So here to tell us about it is Stu Strumwasser. Good morning, Stu, and welcome.
Hi, Barbara. Thanks very much for having me.
I have to say I was really shocked to read that 20 Americans die each day waiting for an organ transplant. Is that because there are not enough to go around?
Yeah, it is. It is and it isn't. I mean, not enough organs get to the people who need them. It's for a couple of reasons. Not enough Americans have registered to be organ donors, but the problem is deeper than that, in that the biggest part of the problem is that conversion, meaning when, you know, Americans end up brain dead in a hospital, that's where most organs harvested come from.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, many of those usable organs end up not getting to potential recipients whose lives could be saved for a variety of reasons. And also, I just wanted to add, I was as shocked as you were when I learned these statistics. It was not my goal, you know, to kind of solve the organ shortage crisis. I was just writing a novel. But as I learned about these issues, I became more and more shocked and concerned.
So you actually began your research into organ donation because you were writing a novel?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Tell us about it.
I will. So the name of my book is The Organ Broker, and it's the story of a guy named New York Jack who becomes a black market organ broker. And I've been interested in organ donation for a long time. It really became common in the 80s.
Right.
And then became much more common as anti-rejection drugs made it possible for people who were not an exact perfect match to get an organ and to survive and even flourish. And many people do. So I watched that happen in my life, but it was no more of an interest to me than a lot of other things, you know, various topics of interest. For me, the biggest interest to me was not the black market, but it was the guy. Who is this guy who becomes a black market organ broker? And, you know, in writing a novel, I didn't feel the need to become a scientific expert, but I did want to be able to speak to this in an informed and intelligent way and be able to, be plausible and also, you know, kind of communicate some of these things in a way that was believable but also impactful and helpful. So I did begin researching, and back in the year 08, 09, I began talking to organ transplant recipients, and then that led to a variety of conversations with some of the leading academics on these medical issues and the bioethical issues, and I've even talked to some people in the black market. And then I began to learn about, you know, how did the black market get there? Well, it's a consequence of the fact that not enough people get life-saving organs, and some of them are willing to pay for it. And as I learned about the organ shortage crisis that causes the black market, I was really upset and disturbed, because what I found out is what you just said. It's actually 21 people every day die because an organ isn't donated in time, and it's tragic because it's fixable, you know. But in the time from when I started writing my book in 08, 09-ish, there were 90,000 people on the waiting list for organs in America. Just 7 years later, as my book goes to print in about a week, it's now up to 124,000.
Good gracious.
Yeah, just in that 7 years. Yeah.
Okay, well, this is curious that you would start writing a book about black market brokers, and yet we really do have those in real life. I had no idea.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. So most Americans have no idea. Not only that there's not a black market, which is a billion-dollar global industry,
but
most Americans... Yeah, but most Americans don't even know that there's an organ shortage crisis. I'll give you a couple of things I've learned about that. The list went from 90,000 to 124,000 just in the last 7 years while I've been aware of it. I had no idea either. About 80% of those are people waiting for kidneys, and that's the one thing that's the easiest thing to do because we have two of them, and you really do only need one kidney to, you know, survive, flourish, even be healthy.
So why do we have two?
Well, you would have to ask somebody a little bit further up the...
Shall I?
That's above my pay grade. I'm not saying that it's perfectly okay to have one kidney. It's better to have two. But I can tell you that, yes, it's you could live for 20, 30, 40 years with just one kidney. And what's interesting is that the wait for a kidney is now ballooned to 7 years. And during that time, many people who go into end-stage renal disease end up on dialysis. And so if you don't already know someone who's on the waiting list, which you might, is a really good chance that you know someone or you have a friend of a friend right now who's on dialysis because of they can't get a kidney in time. They're going to be there for 7 years on average, going to a hospital 3 or 4 times a week for a few hours for an uncomfortable, difficult procedure. And like I said, about 21 people, about 18 of which need kidneys, die every day while waiting. It's a really sad, crazy situation.
Well, we need, I guess then, we need your book. We need your information because obviously we need to raise the awareness of this to everybody that's still breathing.
What I realized along the way is that if my book creates a little awareness, and I don't know how big that'll be, if it becomes a bestseller and millions of people read about it, great, but even if only a handful of people knew that, if it creates some awareness of this organ shortage crisis, and that leads just a few people to register who might not have otherwise registered. You know, for every single one of us who registers to be an organ donor, there's a chance that you could someday end up saving 8 other people's lives. You know, so I kind of made it my mission that while I talk to folks like you about the book, I'm going to also mention, if I can give a plug for my nonprofit friends, please ask your listeners to go to donatelife.net and register to become organ donors. In a famous poll done by Gallup 10 years ago, 95% of Americans said that they approve of organ donation. Most religions do. John Paul, the Pope, said he's in support of it. But only 45% have bothered to register. And that's a significant part of the problem that we could solve if some people were just aware of how much need there was. For every, you know, handful of people we get on that list, we might someday save somebody's life.
Stu, I want to thank you so much for being with me this morning. I've been talking with Stu Strumwasser, the author of The Organ Broker. And this is Barbara Dooley for Georgia's Morning News.